The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. Now, today, we are talking about osteoporosis versus osteoarthritis. I get a lot of people who get those two things confused because they both start with osteo, because they both have to do with bone. And so we're going to break down osteoarthritis and what it is. We're going to break down osteoporosis, what that is. We'll talk about the difference. But then, too, let's figure out if there's anything that you can do from a preventative standpoint for either one of those. So we will be able to dive down a little bit deeper into those things. Now, for Max Living, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, what's amazing about what we do is we have the opportunity to be able to be alongside of individuals as they're struggling with their health. I should probably have her on as a radio testimony. I don't know why I think about radio testimonies to be radio testimonies before I actually ask them to have them on. But I was talking to a patient just this past weekend, and she's been a patient now for, a couple months, I would say. And she had come in barely able to function. Lost her health on a ton of medication, and we do a lot of outreach. So, this past weekend we had sat down and we went through just nutritional changes and detoxification and lifestyle changes to make to be successful and how to regain your health and take charge of it, right? I think that's the biggest thing is sometimes when we lose our health, we feel as if we're a victim, right? And it's just, we just wait for something else to happen. The unlucky thing. No, how do we really make it so that we can put more focus on making sure that you have knowledge about your health, but then how to control it, right? So she grabbed me and pulled me aside afterwards. I was answering questions about just supplements and health. And she said, "Hey, I have to tell you something." I said, "What's up?" She said, "I just want to let you know one of my health goals that I shared with you, initially when I had come in is that I want to get back to work. I want to be well enough that I feel like I can go back to work." And she said, "Guess what?" And I said, "What?" And she said, "I start work on Wednesday." And I said, "That is absolutely amazing." Because really when it comes down to it, our ultimate goal is to, it's your health itself. Right? Because when you lose your health, it affects you. It affects everyone else around you, right? Because when you lose your health, your time with family looks different. Your vacations look different. Your weekends look different. But then too, it's regaining your health and what it has the ability to allow you to do. And so really to be alongside of that health journey has been, it's just so gratifying and it feels so great that we get to do this. We get to be a part of this health journey. We get to be alongside of helping you regain your health. So it's pretty great. So before we get into osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, let's get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
So for today's health in the news, we are talking about the more recent controversy of Subway's tuna sandwich. Now, if you've not heard what's going on with all of this, recently, two California residents filed a lawsuit against Subway alleging that the tuna in its wraps and sandwiches isn't tuna at all. But instead, a mixture of various concoctions that does not constitute tuna, yet have been blended together to imitate the appearance of tuna. So this is all allegedly at this point. And according to the lawsuit, Subway denies the claim that that their tuna is fake. So you wonder where this lawsuit came from. So according to the plaintiffs and their attorneys, food scientists decided to conduct an independent test of a bunch of Subway tuna sandwiches, but they figured they're not really sure where they had come about this. And unfortunately, they didn't ask, but they said that many of the ingredients in there constitute for tuna, but aren't actually tuna. Overall, right, there's accusations. You know, a spokesperson for Subway said that their tuna is wild caught, which, I mean, if you know anything about wild caught fish and the price point on wild caught fish and how hard it would be to maintain through the masses. But they also described it as flaked, which means it's made up of leftover pieces from the loin of the tuna. So according to the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, the average price of 1 ton of frozen wild-caught skipjack, the kind of fish most commonly used in canned tunas, hovered around $1,000. So each 6-inch Subway sandwich contains no more than 150 grams of tuna. According to the nutrition information from Subway, there are 907,000 grams in a ton. Enough to make 6,000 Subway sandwiches. So at $1,000 a ton, the tuna on each individual sandwiches costs them around 16 cents. And you think it's not, right? There's other things in there. So really, you know, they want to figure out, okay, so why would someone accuse Subway of selling fake tuna if it's real? The attorneys in this case are seeking to make it a class action lawsuit. So they're trying to bring together as many people as they possibly can who've eaten a Subway sandwich in California in the last 3 years and make them all plaintiffs. You know, the amount of money that would go to each individual would be minuscule. It would be small. But I think they said that they're trying to apply enough pressure as possible on Subway to settle. Here's where I think a lot of it, where I get excited and where I get sad. One, you know, will we ever find out if this is truly real? The likelihood is not, right? You know, who only knows if they're going to release details of their study, right? Or if random scientists with too much time on their hands will conduct their own study and come about of it. If Subway will somehow demonstrate that their tuna is really tuna. You know, we may or may not ever know. This could go on for years. But here's what makes my eyes open to, and my hope is that others, is that we go into this fast food nation with blind trust that we are eating what individuals who we've never known, we've never met, tell us that we're eating. So they say, hey, we're going to tell you that this is tuna. Just like in 2012, there was a lawsuit from Taco Bell because individuals went back and said, hey, in order for you to constitute this ground beef as meat or ground meat is quote unquote meat is you have to have at least 30% of this being meat. And they couldn't meet that standard. And so they said, you know, you've either, it was all fillers. So you've either had to make this real meat or you have to stop calling it meat. Like, you know, we eat it for so long and we think, gosh, you know, tacos at home are just the same as Taco Bell. It just, I can get it a little bit faster through there, you know. And so ultimately when it comes down to it is you don't know your meat source. You don't know your food source. And so literally what you're eating, you know, and what, several years back, Subway also had another lawsuit about how they had a chemical, was like acrylamide or, I don't know, it's been a while since I've looked at it, but they, you know, it was like, hey, this is the same thing that makes yoga mats squishy. It's what you're putting in your bread. And we just say, gosh, I like Subway so much more because the bread doesn't break like my stuff at home. Well, because you're not eating the chemicals that you would if you made a tuna sandwich at home. There's nothing wrong with tuna sandwiches, but when the tuna's not really tuna, when the bread is full of chemicals, you look at it, it's like, what are you putting in your body? And then you look at all these other countries that these chemicals are banned because of the negative health impacts that it has. And all the while, we're like, gosh, I can't figure out why we're so sick as a country. My hopes is that this lawsuit brings to light that these large companies are held accountable for what's actually in their food, right? My secondary is that as consumers, we realize that these companies are not held accountable for what's in this quote unquote food, what we consume. And the more we consume it, the more they're going to say, hey, maybe 16 cents worth of tuna is too much. Maybe we should get it less. What can we add for more fillers? How can we make our dollar stretch more for investors? It's dollars in their pocket. They don't care if you are healthy or sick. They don't care about your nutrient density. They don't care about you. All they care about is getting their dollar to stretch. This is a business. And that business is to feed you. And so if you're not paying attention to your health, no one else is. And this is where we lose it. You have to pay attention. So be aware that you are what you eat. And that might not be tuna. It might be chemicals. Now, when we come back, osteoporosis versus osteoarthritis. What's the difference? We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam, consultation, just $25. Now, today, we are talking about the difference between osteoporosis versus osteoarthritis. It is very, very often that individuals come in and they use those words interchangeably. Though they are 100% different. Now, so let's break down the difference between the two. So let's start with osteoporosis. So osteoporosis is a progressive bone disease that weakens the bone and it increases the risk for fractures. It's considered a silent disease because bone loss occurs without symptoms. I think that's the other reason too, is that most people, don't realize it's one of the like silent diseases, if you will, quote unquote, silent diseases. Just being that it isn't one that's as noticeable until you're diagnosed or it becomes problematic, though that underlying could be happening for years. So that is something that's synonymous. You can have osteoarthritis for the last 20 to 25 years, have no idea until you experience pain. You might have osteoporosis that has been happening for the experience, you know, bone tenderness or fracture or loss, right? So here's where we're looking at. So osteoporosis. So really the way that osteoporosis is typically diagnosed is through a DEXA scan. So DEXA stands for bone densitometry X-ray. So what this looks for is more of the density of bone. So it determines osteoporosis versus osteopenia. So osteopenia is kind of the pre-osteoporosis, which can help predict chances of fracture in the future. It determines the rate of bone loss. And it can try to monitor the effectiveness of treatment, which give or take some of those. So some people who are more at risk for osteoporosis are people who live an inactive lifestyle. Women, more specifically those who are postmenopausal. People who have medical conditions or take medication that alter calcium absorption. So, for example, acid reflux medication, proton pump inhibitors, oftentimes can decrease your ability to absorb calcium. Low testosterone in men. Smoking, alcohol, poor diets, corticosteroids or anti-seizure medication, vitamin D and calcium deficiency. So there are often, like as women, you don't really necessarily have a choice about being postmenopausal or getting older, or men, oftentimes it's very common as you age to see a decrease in testosterone. That's something that happens normally. Though that being said, when you look at things that are lifestyle related, an inactive lifestyle, smoking, nutrient deficiencies, vitamin D deficiencies, corticosteroids over the course of time, oftentimes they're pain-based. You're not taking care of your health properly. Medical conditions that, or the medication, right? Proton pump inhibitors, acid reflux. Why? Because of poor dietary habits. Poor dietary habits. Right? So literally it looks at the density of the bone. So it looks at the like thickness of inside the bone. Though that being said, right, what are some of the signs and symptoms? And I think this is where it gets a little bit confusing for people when you talk about osteoporosis, is that I'd say the most serious complication is hip fractures. Though when we see people's posture changing, right, like they might have loss of height, neck or back pain, those are typically due to fractures. Or that stooped posture that oftentimes they say is from osteoporosis. Though, that being said, it's not synonymous. It's like literally the inside of the bones are becoming soft. So the biggest fear with osteopenia turning into osteoporosis would be fractures. Now, osteoarthritis is a chronic, long-lasting progressive condition that is degenerative joint condition, okay? So osteoarthritis most commonly will develop in a joint space, hips, knees, hands, spine. It can affect other joints, but those are kind of the most common. So osteoarthritis is a wear and tear arthritis, also known as a degenerative joint disease. So this is one where you can have osteoarthritis, which is when you hear of bone spurs, or like also known as osteophytes. You might see that there is a decrease in cartilage or disc, depending on where you're addressing it. You might see that the bone shape might start to change. So you might see some erosion of the joint tissues. And there's different phases of it as well. So there, you know, zero is normal. You know, phase one is more moderate. Two is more mild. Three is more severe. And so you see more of this advanced degenerative change. So this is one where you're like, oh, my knee hurts. And they say, well, it's arthritis. And you're like, well, what's it from? And they say, well, just old age. But I just saw, you know, an 83-year-old woman who had virtually no arthritis, osteoarthritis, in her cervical spine. Like, it looked beautiful. If I saw those x-rays, I would say it could be someone who's in their 20s or 30s. So just the wear and tear. So osteoarthritis is wear and tear. Where the opposite, osteoporosis, comes from not doing anything. It's like a lack of wear and tear. You don't have a lot of weight on your joint spaces, so that's where the bones become weaker because they're not having to hold that up. So osteoporosis is the weakening of the bones. Osteoarthritis is really when you're looking at that wear and tear joint degeneration. So you can have one, both, or none. None would be more obvious. But you can have arthritis where you have, you know, spurring in your neck and your bones can be as strong as they possibly could. You also can have softened bones and have some osteoarthritis or no osteoarthritis. All right, so they're not synonymous in any regards. The only reason why people think that they might be an overlap is because of the word osteo. And osteo just means bone. So it's in reference to bone itself. So that's kind of where that difference comes into play. Now, what's interesting about both of them is that depending on your age, we can start working at reversing as much as we possibly can. But then too, also making sure that that progression doesn't keep continuing, right? So that's the thought process too, is sometimes we think, well, I can never go back. But we have to kind of address then more so is how do we make it so that if you do have osteoporosis or osteoarthritis, what are some things that you can do to become more proactive to see if you can't stop some of the progression of that? If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Now, let's talk about some causes. How do you get osteoarthritis? This is one where I hear so often, right? So again, some names that are more synonymous. Osteoarthritis, disc degeneration, joint degeneration. People often come in and say, you know, my mom had arthritis of their spine, so she had it, so I know I'm going to have it too. This is one that is not familial. When they say, oh, hey, degenerative disc disease, we think of diseases being hereditary, though this is wear and tear. So this is one where from a wear and tear condition, injury or overuse to a particular joint, weakened muscles. So if you're not using that joint, especially too, you think about obesity, right? If you are overweight, is that going to put more stress on your joints? And the answer is absolutely. Now, that being said too, if you have poor biomechanics, right? And so when we talk about biomechanics, this is like, for example, the one I see the most right now is your forward head posture. Listen, you, maybe it's not you, maybe it's someone you love. We as a society need to pick our heads up. We are chin to chest with our nose to our phone. And so where we should have our chin up, right? This beautiful cervical curve, when we tuck our chin down, it changes the biomechanics. It changes how your body moves and how it sits. And the longer that that happens, it causes inflammation in the joint. You have this unequal wear and tear, and that joint wears faster. People always understand this with hips and knees. You know, imagine you have pain in your knee and they say, oh, what's it from? And the doctor says, oh, it's just from old age. And you're like, well, it's from old age. How old is your left knee compared to your right knee? Oh, the same age. Okay, then how come you have arthritis in your left knee and not your right knee? And it's because you have this unequal wear and tear, right? So over that course of time, right, like if our hips rotate, then there's more stress and pressure on the knees and it wears on that knee faster, that joint wears faster. And so when people say, oh gosh, like my pants fit kind of funny. I notice that my belt's kind of navigates from one side to the other. That's likely pelvic rotation. If you say, you look at your shoes or your pants and you realize the bottom of your shoes and your pants wear differently, that's a biomechanical problem. That's a structural problem. And so that same thing is what happens to the spine. So when we talk about, hey, you tuck your chin down, you're on your phone for however long or your computer for however long, you lose the curve in your neck. And this is where we see that osteoarthritis starts in the spine. Starts in the joints. So it's really evaluating the ability to stop more of that wear and tear. So when we come back, let's talk about some natural support strategies that you might be able to use for both osteoporosis and osteoarthritis.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I'm healing in time the way I should.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schlitter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's Greenwood Family Exam and Consultation, just $25. Osteoporosis versus osteoarthritis is what we're talking about today. So to recap, if you're just tuning in, they are not the same. Osteo means bone. And so both of these, though reference bone, are two very different processes. Osteoporosis is bone softening. So it literally looks at the density, the bone mineral density, the mineral concentration inside of the bone. So osteopenia and osteoporosis occur when the bone inside loses minerals and becomes weak. Whereas osteoarthritis is more specific to the wear and tear. So osteoarthritis means it's wear and tear. So it often happens with joint spaces. So you hear it more commonly with in reference to your spine being your neck, your lower back. It's very common in lower extremities, hips and knees, not uncommon with the hands. This is one where you'll notice a decreased range of motion, loss of movement, more inflammation in those joint spaces, pain, right? That's what we see a lot. To our clinic at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So when we look at that, our ultimate goal is to say, hey, this is, so osteoarthritis is more of a wear and tear that you find. You know, again, for example, I see lots of runners. I call you guys crazy. I kind of mean it. more power to you if that's your exercise of choice. But right, so what I see a lot with that is that, you know, runners have repetitive traumas, right? Walk, running constantly, but it's a lot of wear and tear, right? A lot of miles that come on lower back, hips, and knees. So if you have a slight misalignment of your pelvis, you know, and for the last 15 5, 10, 15 years, you go on a run where you run, you know, even say on a minimum 3 to 5 miles a week, and we have this extra wear and tear, well, you have more wear on your knees, on your hips, on your lower back. So I oftentimes see more advanced osteoarthritis, that wear and tear that comes on those joints for someone like a runner. Whereas someone who's running has a lot of weight-bearing exercises. They're walking, they're running, they're active. So you will oftentimes see less osteoporosis or pina, the bone softening, because there is more weight-bearing exercise that that individual did. So hopefully that makes sense a little bit more when it comes to like what that looks like. So they are 100% totally and completely different. Though again, one of the things that we use a bit more synonymously, people really get confused, like, oh, the doctor said I had osteoporosis and it's really osteoarthritis, or vice versa. So a couple things, causes and solutions, right? Or solution is relative. We like to say like natural support strategies. Because are we, if you have osteopenia or osteoporosis, are you going to completely solve that? Likely not. If you have osteoarthritis, are you going to completely solve that? Likely not. So when you look in that regard, so more of what we're trying to do is natural support. But then two, how can we be proactive so that these two things don't progress anymore? Now, this is where I think it's really, really important with osteoporosis, osteopenia, when we talk about like medication, because this is one that I see all too often. A common one that you'll typically hear of is Fosamax or similar related drugs. So the thought process of this is really, really good. So osteoblast, there's two types of bone cells. Multiple, but the two most important. Osteoblasts are designed to build the inside of the bone. Osteoclasts break down, right? So in theory, the theory would be that if you slow the clasts that break down the bone, though we're not breaking down bone as fast, then that way we can build up more density of bone because the osteoblasts are just building away. And unfortunately, what it builds when you stop it, there's a reason why we have this process, healthy turnover. And so the bone that is created when they're trying to increase these osteoblasts, unfortunately, aren't as strong. And so the inside of the bone, when individuals are on this bisphosphonate, such as Fosamax, the inside of the bone becomes weaker. So the density doesn't really increase, but it looks as almost if it's like if you were to put paper mache on something. If you were to put paper mache, you would say, well, gosh, that looks really strong. But in reality, you flick it and it crumbles. And so unfortunately, that is one of the side effects that comes from these bisphosphonates. The other problems that come along with this as well is that 2007, the New England Journal of Medicine published two studies on bisphosphonate drugs like Fosamax that found that it actually increased your risk of AFib, atrial fibrillation, heart-related. January of 2008, an FDA alert stated that there's a possibility of severe and sometimes incapacitating bone, joint, and or musculoskeletal pain in patients that could last for days, weeks, or years after using the drug. 2010, there was an FDA alert that said the label on Fosamax had to include its increase in thigh fractures, which, like, why are you taking this drug to decrease? But because of where that fracture was through the thigh and the hip, they actually found that these people would just, their hips would crack and break and they would fall. And they're like, what would happen? And it's because the head of the femur holds most of the joint of the weight of the body. And so that where you would see typically if you were to fall, there's a commonality in terms of like where a hip would fracture if the fracture came from the fall. But what they're finding is that individuals would fall and where that fracture was, that fracture didn't happen from the fall. It happened because the bone itself just like cracked. They found necrosis of the jaw as well, breakdown of the jaw. 2011, the FDA announced that there was an ongoing investigation between these bisphosphonates and an increased risk of esophageal cancer, as well as kidney impairment. 2012, the New England Journal of Medicine published research for two studies on almost 2,400 postmenopausal women that showed that there was little benefit of confirmed bisphosphonate treatment beyond 5 years, right? So people were like, oh, I've been on it forever. Side effects are musculoskeletal pain, kidney impairment, esophageal cancer, atrial fibrillation, necrosis of the jaw, and bone fracture, especially in the thigh or femur and then in the pelvis. And so we see this as a solution when in reality, it's not as, again, can you look at a DEXA scan and you say, yes, but my DEXA scan changed? It sure did, because it's only looking at a picture of the outside. You're taking a picture and you say, oh my goodness, that paper mache is now thick. Look at it. It's so much thicker than it was before. You can't see through it, but it's done nothing to the actual density of the bone. So what can we do? So we can do things that help increase. Well, one, weight-bearing exercises. First and foremost, weight-bearing exercises. This is critical for both maintaining bone health and preventing fractures. And so when we think of weight-bearing exercises, we think of lifting weights, when in actuality, weight-bearing exercises is any exercise that requires your bone and muscles to support your body weight. Walking, running, dancing, tennis. It doesn't have to be where you are going through this, you know, massive weight lifting protocol in order for you to be able to see some of the health benefits of that. But weight bearing exercises, even so, they looked at the vibration therapy that we use in our office. We have vibration plates, and it actually vibrates at a certain hertz, a frequency that can actually help increase bone density, because not only are you weight bearing and you're marching, but that vibration actually causes, you know, when I say shearing, I use it loosely because it's a vibration, but that vibration causes more resistance in moving. It's been quite a bit of research that actually shows specific frequency of vibration plates. So when individuals are in the office, I say, hey, you know, typically where we'd have you stand on it for X amount of time, what I'll probably have you do is double up on it when you're in here so you can see more of those health benefits. So get up and move. Get up and move. Another one too is when we're looking at, we oftentimes say, oh, I'm going to take a calcium supplement. But the problem with calcium supplements are that they are often not bioavailable, which means that it's not what you take, it's what you assimilate. So we have these calcium supplements that are, you know, ground up seashells and rocks, and they're not bioavailable sources. So they're very, very good at creating kidney stones, but they're not very good at actually absorbing. So be careful, be really careful, because really calcium is good if your body absorbs it, but you have to absorb it. So you want to look at how do we absorb calcium the best. A couple things that work in tandem with absorbing calcium are vitamin D. So you get it from sunshine. If you don't, you need to be taking, as an adult, at least 5,000 IUs a day. Vitamin K, which you're going to get from your leafy greens, which again are very high in calcium. So kale, romaine, spinach, Swiss chard, turnip greens, mustard greens, arugula, collard, a little bit less than comes with iceberg lettuce, but in magnesium. Right, so like our daily essential pack has vitamin D and magnesium. Why? Because it's essential for all sorts of health. But again, when you're looking at adding in trace minerals too, because your body needs trace minerals so that you can help with, again, absorption. So because bones are made up of calcium, phosphorus, sodium, and other minerals. And so foods with trace minerals, when you're looking at wild caught fish, fermented food. Again, more dark leafy greens, avocado, pasteurized eggs, pink Himalayan sea salt. Crazy enough, right? Bone broth, vegetable broths, grass-fed butter or ghee, grass-fed meats. All of sea vegetables like nori, so like seaweed paper. Again, super high. So if you like sushi, like there you go. So when you're looking at this building of bones, do it more naturally because your body's like, you know what? I have the ability to break down and utilize all of these sources, but you just have to start making lifestyle changes, right? Now, when it comes to osteoarthritis, now this is wear and tear. So I would say one of the first and foremost things, especially when we're looking at one, just the aches and pains are oftentimes exacerbated with inflammation. And that's why they'll typically give you an anti-inflammatory. But though that being said, a lack of anti-inflammatory didn't cause the osteoarthritis. So what it does is it manages some of the discomfort and tenderness, but it doesn't do anything for the progression of it over time. And so when you're looking at the root cause of most osteoarthritis, it is because of injury and poor biomechanics, meaning that, you know, you've got that rotation in your hips, you have that unequal wear and tear. People say, I have a short leg. Anatomically, for the average person, if you haven't had a previous, you know, extremity fracture, like a femur fracture, or a joint replacement, it's a small percentage that has an anatomical leg length discrepancy, but your hips are rotated and it makes your legs look shorter or longer. Same thing. You've got we reference back down to the chin to the chest. So we've got that chin to the chest posture where we say, hey, now you're losing the curve in your neck. Your shoulders are rolled forward. We have this forward head posture. And so it's like, okay, so then let's get down a little bit more of like, how do you evaluate that? And that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. It's one of the first things that we do when you come in is we evaluate your posture. If you have a high right shoulder, I went through a hairdresser just this past week and, you know, she's right-handed. So she's got her right hand up and she's constantly like drying and styling and all of these things. Well, it's actually created a shift in her spine. So now she has more arthritis in her thoracic spine. Her muscles are compensating. She's got some arthritis, not only in her spine, but in her shoulder as well, right? It's a biomechanic problem. So how do we look at correcting the structure of the spine? What's different at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is we don't just look to adjust you. We look at structural correction. It is what 2% of chiropractors in the world do. And it's designed to actually get down to causation to stop any further progression of the osteoarthritic process. Most people have no idea if they are told you have osteoarthritis, disc degeneration, joint degeneration, that it's not something that they necessarily have to live with the pain for the rest of their lives, 100% rely on NSAIDs or, right? So you have to get to the root cause, and it's poor biomechanics, like structural misalignment. That's where structural correction at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is one of the most important things that you can do for your osteoarthritis. So, but you have to come in and get checked, right? That's first and foremost. We have to be able to go through initial exam, consultation, see if we need to take any x-rays. So your initial exam is 25. And we can sit down and go through, here's exactly what's going on. So you can always call to schedule that appointment, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always just go to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. So hopefully, if you are one of those people who suffer with more of that joint inflammation, osteoarthritis, if you want to know more information about nutritional guidance to help with, just overall health and healing. That's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So I can't wait to see you, see how we can help you along your health journey. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.